Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a Glue Old School DNB Ghost Note from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. This is a beginner lesson, so don't worry if this sounds fancy right now. By the end, you'll have a short Raga-flavored bass stab that sits under the main bass line, locks to the drums, and adds that little bit of bounce that makes jungle and old school drum and bass feel alive. Now, ghost notes in DNB are all about feel. They're not the main bass line, and they're definitely not trying to be huge. They're those tiny rhythmic answers between the kick and snare. They make the groove feel like it's talking back. In reggae-influenced DNB, that's especially important because the bass can feel like a response to the break, a vocal chop, or a snare hit. So instead of just dropping notes on the obvious beats, we're going to build something that has conversation, movement, and attitude. Let's start with the session setup. Open a new Ableton Live 12 project and set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a really solid middle ground for classic DNB and jungle energy. You can go a little faster or slower later, but 172 is a great place to start. Now set up a simple loop. You can use your own kick and snare pattern or a chopped breakbeat if you've already got one. If you're programming it from scratch, put the snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That snare placement is super important, because the ghost notes are going to live around it. The trick is not to fight the snare, but to answer it. Also create a simple sub-bass track, because we want this ghost note to work alongside a proper low-end foundation. Then create one more MIDI track. This new track is going to hold our ghost note sound. On that ghost note track, load operator. For the synth setup, keep it simple. Start with oscillator as a sine wave or triangle wave. A sine is cleaner and more subby, while a triangle gives a little more tone. You can leave oscillator be off, or very quiet if you want a bit of extra body. Now shape the envelope so the sound feels short and punchy. You want a fast attack and a short decay. The goal is not a long bass note. The goal is a little bass stab, almost like a muted hit. If the note rings out too long, it stops feeling like a ghost note and starts stepping on everything else. Next, add a low-pass filter inside operator and bring the cutoff down somewhere in the 150 to 400 Hz area to keep the tone muted and controlled. You're not trying to make it super bright yet. You just want enough tone for the note to speak. After operator, add saturator. This is where the ghost note starts to get a bit of attitude. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and then trim the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it richer. Saturation helps the note read on smaller speakers without having to crank the volume. After that, add EQ 8. If the sound gets muddy, cut a little around 180 to 300 Hz. If there is unnecessary low rumble, high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. And if you want the note to be a little more audible on smaller systems, a subtle boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. Keep that boost gentle though. We want a ghost note, not a shouting bass lead. If you want a little dubby ragga flavor, you can add echo after that, but keep it very light. Try a time setting of 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, with low feedback, maybe 10 to 20%, and keep the dry/wet really subtle. Just enough to give the note a little space and vibe, not enough to wash out the low end. Now here's a really useful move. Split the sound into a sub-layer and a mid-layer. You can do this by duplicating the track, or by using an instrument rack. The idea is simple. One layer carries the clean sub, and the other layer carries the character. On the sub layer, use a sine wave, keep it mono, and keep the processing minimal. On the mid layer, use a triangle or a slightly richer waveform, then add saturation and filtering so it has personality. This separation matters a lot in DNB, because it lets you keep the low end clean, while still having a bass hit that cuts through the mix. The sub stays solid and centered, while the mid layer gives the ghost note its voice. If you use an instrument rack, map one macro to filter cutoff and another macro to drive. That way, you can quickly shape the tone later without digging through devices every time. Now let's program the rhythm. Open a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip and start small. Seriously, keep it simple. You only need 2 to 4 notes to make this work. The biggest beginner mistake here is overfilling the pattern. Ghost notes are about accents, not melodies. A good starting idea is to place one short note just before the snare, one short note just after the snare, and maybe one offbeat pickup somewhere between kicks. Think of it like the bass is responding to the breakbeat. For example, in bar 1 you might place a note on the end of 1, then another very short hit just before beat 2. In bar 2, you might place one after beat 2, and another on an offbeat before beat 4. That gives you a conversation with the drums instead of a random cluster of notes. Keep the notes short, very short, usually 1/16 or even shorter works best. These are ghost notes, so they should feel like little rhythmic blips, not long sustained notes. Velocity matters too. This is one of the easiest ways to make the part feel human. Try one note at around 70 to 95 velocity and make the other notes lighter, maybe around 35 to 60. That variation gives you bounce and makes the phrase feel more like ragga phrasing than a robotic loop. Now let's loosen the groove a little. In Ableton, you can use the groove pool to add some swing or extract a groove from a breakbeat. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You just want a little human movement. Start with around 10 to 30% groove amount. Then listen carefully. You can also manually nudge a few notes. Push one slightly late for a laid-back feel, or place another a tiny bit early for tension. Just don't move every note the same way. The magic is in the contrast. If the bass feels too far behind the drums, pull it forward slightly. If it feels too stiff, let it sit a little back. In DNB, that micro timing is everything. Now we're going to add a bit of movement. Drop auto filter after the sound design chain and set it to a low pass or band pass filter. Start with a cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz depending on how present you want the note to be. Add just a little resonance, nothing too wild. Then automate the cutoff so each ghost note opens slightly on the attack and closes down again quickly. That makes the note feel like it's talking. In ragga and dub-influenced ENB, this kind of motion can feel almost like a vocal response. It gives the bass a speaking quality. If you want even more movement, you can use a little clip envelope automation or a very subtle rhythmic volume shape. Just remember, the more movement you add, the more you need to protect the clarity of the groove. If it starts sounding blurry, scale it back. Next, make sure the ghost note is playing nicely with the drums. Add compressor after the bass chain and use side chain if the kick needs room. This isn't about making it pump wildly. It's just about letting the kick breathe. Try a fast attack, a release somewhere in the 50 to 120 ms range, and a modest ratio. You only want a gentle dip when the kick hits. If the kick and ghost note are colliding, shorten the note length or adjust the timing a little. Sometimes a tiny timing change is better than more compression. You can also use saturator before the compressor to help the bass speak a little better on small speakers. If the transient feels too sharp, a very light touch of drum bus can help, but keep it subtle. This kind of ghost note should feel tight and controlled, not overcooked. Now let's think like arrangers, not just loop makers. A ghost note should not be exactly the same all the way through the track. Use it as a phrase tool. In an intro, you might only let it appear lightly every 4 bars. In a build, you can open the filter a bit more. In the drop, let the full rhythm come through. And in the next section, change one note, remove one note, or shift one answer hit to keep things fresh. That little variation is what keeps a track from feeling copied and pasted. Old school jungle and ragga DNB often feel exciting because they breathe. They don't just loop endlessly. They evolve. A classic move is to use the ghost note as a pre-drop tease. A short little stab right before the drop can make the whole thing feel way more intentional. If you've got a vocal chop or an FX hit, you can place the ghost note right after it as a response. That question and answer energy is pure jungle language. Let's quickly talk about common mistakes, because these are the ones that usually trip people up. First, don't make the ghost note too loud. If you can hear it as a main feature, it's probably too loud. You should feel it supporting the groove more than announcing itself. Second, don't make the notes too long. Shorter is usually better here. Bass around the note is part of the sound. Third, don't let the sub and mid layers overlap too much. Keep the sub clean and the mid layer responsible for character. Fourth, don't drown it in reverb or delay. A tiny amount can be cool, but too much will blur the low end fast. And fifth, always check how the notes interact with the snare. The snare should still feel like the boss. Here are a few extra pro moves if you want to push it further. Try different note lengths inside the same phrase. One short stab, one slightly longer stab, one very short pickup. That contrast makes the part feel more human. You can also shift only the final note of the bar to create a little turnaround. That's a really easy way to make the phrase feel like it's heading somewhere. If the ghost note feels too clean, add a tiny bit more saturation or try a band pass filter for a murkier, more underground tone. A narrow, spoken kind of tone can work really well in ragga DNB. And once you've got a version you like, freeze it or resample it to audio. That's a very old school workflow move, and it opens up a lot of creative options. You can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, or rearrange it like the classic jungle producers did. So here's your mini practice challenge. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Make a basic kick and snare pattern, or use a chopped break. Build a ghost bass patch with operator, saturator, and EQ8. Then program only three notes at first. One before the snare, one after the snare, and one offbeat pickup. Vary the velocities. Add auto filter and automate a small cutoff rise on one note. Loop it for 8 bars, and make one variation in bar 5 or 7. Then listen back on headphones and speakers, because if it still feels good at low volume, you're probably on the right track.